Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to today's podcast. We're going to be dealing with lesson number 5, Bible Study Tools. The objectives of this particular course is you're going to learn to write the key verses from memory. You're going to be able to explain 3 uses of a concordance. You're going to be able to use a concordance, also a Bible dictionary, a Bible word study book. You're going to be able to learn how to use a topical textbook, use a biblical encyclopedia, a biblical commentary, a Bible atlas, and how to use a Bible handbook. Our key verse is found in Psalms 119, 98 through 100, which says, "Thou through thy commandments hath made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." So as an introduction to this particular lesson, we're going to talk about the fact that, you know, Bible scholars have written special books that are helpful for you studying the Bible. And this lesson explains how to use these Bible study tools. It's not necessary for you to have these special books in order to study the Bible. And since this course was written a while ago, there were not half the resources online that there were at this time. So many of the concordances and so forth you can actually now find online. But if you'd like to use the books, then you can also get the actual printed books and do so. But don't be concerned if you can't afford to do so right now and you can't access them, because this course does teach you how to study the Bible yourself. All that's necessary for you really to have is the Bible. But if you do not have these tools at the present time, it is important for you to know how and what study aids do exist. And this is why we've included this chapter on Bible study tools. If you do not have access to any of the Bible study tools that we're going to be mentioning, we want you to know how to use them, because they still would be really helpful to you. Now, there's several ways you might gain some access to such books. Like I said, the first might be just going online and typing in concordance or Bible dictionary. But perhaps if you like the books, you can purchase them at a Christian bookstore or from the publisher directly. If you cannot afford to purchase these books, perhaps you can just go ahead and borrow them. If you live near a Christian Bible college, you might be able to use their library. Perhaps a minister or a Christian friend living near you has some of these books, and he'll let you use them. So Bible study tools are important, but you got to remember, they cannot substitute for studying the Bible itself. So you should use these Bible study tools only after you've done your own study of the Word. And consulting a Bible study book before studying the Word itself, you know, could influence your mind with the comments of man before you've actually studied the Word of God for yourself. So those that wrote the Bible commentaries and other study tools, they obtain their material in the way any student could get it, which is from the Bible itself, which is what you can do as well. So it's not necessary to depend on the research of others. If the Bible study tools are not available to you, please don't despair, because within you dwells the creative power of the Holy Spirit. He is the special teacher sent by God who will guide you to all truth. That is better than all the Bible study tools provided by men. And if these tools are available, you can learn to use them to supplement your own study of God's Word, but don't depend on them. Depend on the creative revelation of the Holy Spirit. Now, the first thing we want to talk about is the Bible Concordance. And the Bible Concordance provides an alphabetical listing of the main words in the Bible, which the immediate context of each word. So if you have limited funds with which to purchase materials, this would be the most important tool for Bible study, should you decide to buy the books. Now, you'll see that there are 2 good concordances. If you look in your book, you will see the names of them. The first is Young's Analytical Concordance, and the second is Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. And so you can see the publishers there in the book. A concordance is helpful in 3 different ways. The first way is to locate all the references of a particular word. For example, if you want to study about angels, you can look up the word angel and angels in the concordance, and you're going to find a complete listing of each place where these words are used in the Bible. And this will enable you to look up each reference on the subject. You can also look up names of Bible characters and do biographical studies using the concordance. For example, if you look up the name Moses, it lists all the Bible references to him. Each reference to a word is represented by the first letter of the word. For example, look at the listing in your book for the word begotten. Now, the word begotten is indicated by the initial B in which each reference is listed. Abbreviations for the books of the Bible rather than spelling out the name of each book. Secondly, you want to locate the specific text. So perhaps you remember just a word or two from a Bible verse that you heard somewhere, and you want to find the verse in the Bible. Use the words you remember to locate the text. For example, if you remember the word begotten from the verse, for instance, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you could just look up the word begotten in the concordance. There you're going to find the references to begotten listed. Go down the list until you find the verse you're looking for. And there you find, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. By using the concordance, you discover that this verse is located in John 3:16. Now you can go find that verse in your Bible. Lastly, number three, you want to find the meaning of a word. So at the end of each listing, under a word in the concordance, you're going to find a number in the back of the concordance. And there are two dictionaries. One dictionary is in Hebrew, and the other, the Old Testament, was written. And the other is in Greek, of which the New Testament was written. So you don't need to know Hebrew or Greek to use these dictionaries. So you just use the number, which is at the end of the listing in the concordance. So in this particular case, this is for John 3:16, he gave his only B son, B is for begotten, and you'll find the number there, 3439. So if you look up the Hebrew dictionary, look up the number in the Hebrew dictionary, if the word is used in the Old Testament, and if you look up the number in the Greek dictionary, if the word was used in the New Testament. So obviously in this, we're studying the word begotten, and it was used in John 3:16. So since that is in the New Testament word, you're going to look up 3439 in the Greek dictionary. And if you look at your listing there, you're going to see how it might look. So I'm going to explain each of these. So the number brackets do not really appear in the dictionary. These were coded just to give you these explanations. So number one, this is the number by which you find the Greek word. Number two, this is the word written in Greek. Number three, this shows how the word is pronounced in Greek. Number four, this shows the division of the word into syllables or parts where the accent or emphasis is placed when you're saying the word in Greek. Number five provides the numbers of the root words for the word begotten. These are the original words for which the word begotten came. You can look these up in the Greek dictionary too if you desire to look them up by their numbers. And number six, this gives the meaning of the word begotten. So when you do not understand the meaning of the word in the Bible, this method of word study could really help you, and you'll learn more about the word study later. Another tool that you might want to have in your library would be the Bible Dictionary. A Bible Dictionary lists words of the Bible in alphabetical order and explains the meaning of each word. A Bible Dictionary is not the same as a regular word dictionary. A regular dictionary gives the meanings of the words as they are now used. For instance, Daniel Webster's dictionary is the current words, but a Bible dictionary gives the definitions of Bible words as they're used in the original context of Scripture. So you want to look here in your book and you'll see an example. So the following are recommended Bible dictionaries that you might get. You have Unger's Bible Dictionary, and you can see the publisher there, and Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary by Merrill C. Tenney. So you can see the publishers there if you need to order them. So we also have word study books. Word study books go beyond the basic Bible study in defining words used in the Bible. They provide a Greek or Hebrew word and various meanings used in the same word. A word study can also provide references in which the word is used. If you look here, you'll see an example of a word from a study book. Now the listing shows the Greek word and it tells it as related to another word. Like, for instance, it says agumi, which explains the meaning of the word and tells where the word is used in the Bible. The following word study books are suggested. You can get an expository dictionary of the New Testament words and dictionary of the Old Testament words, which are both by W.E. Vine, and you'll see the publisher there. Also, another tool would be a Bible encyclopedia. A Bible encyclopedia also lists Bible subjects and words in alphabetical order, and it defines them, but it also provides a more exhaustive discussion than a dictionary would. And here's an example of a Bible encyclopedia, so you want to take a look at that in your book. The following are recommended Bible encyclopedias. You can get the Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia or the Zondervan Pictorial Encyclopedia, and the publishers are both listed here. Another study tool would be the Bible Commentary. A commentary is a book that provides comments about scriptures in the Bible, and it comments on the Bible chapter by chapter and verse by verse. A commentary is helpful in explaining passages which are difficult to understand, but remember, this is one person's ideas of what the scriptures mean. Commentaries are only opinions of man. This is why it's important that you study the Bible for yourself and not depend only on the comments of others. So there are many different Bible commentaries. Some commentaries consist of one volume which covers the entire Bible. Other commentaries might devote one book or comments to each book of the Bible. So a couple of suggested commentaries would be the Wycliffe Bible Study or Bible Commentary or the Matthew Henry Commentary. Next, we have Bible atlases. A Bible atlas or a geography contains maps and information on the lands of the Bible. It helps you locate and understand the geographical setting in which the incidents in the Bible happen. The following atlases are recommended: the Compact Bible Atlas and with Gazetteer, published by Baker House, Hammond's Atlas of the Bible Lands, Oxford Bible Atlas, or the Macmillan Bible Atlas. So any of those are possible Bible atlases that you could acquire. We also have topical textbooks. A topical textbook is a book which organizes the Bible under major topical listings and gives the verses where these topics are discussed. So you're going to see here in the book as an example from a topical textbook. And the following are recommended for topical books. You've got Knave's Topical Bible, which lists over 20,000 topics with 100,000 Bible references, or the Zondervan Topical Bible, which lists 21,000 topics with over 100,000 scripture references. Another good tool is a Bible handbook. A Bible handbook is usually a one-volume summary of selected information about the Bible. It contains helpful maps, charts, definitions, information on Bible times, and summaries of the Bible, of the different books of the Bible. A Bible handbook also presents a general overview of the Bible. And a couple of good Bible handbooks would be Unger's Bible Handbook or Erdman's Handbook to the Bible. For those of you who are computer literate, you have access to the internet, as I'd said earlier, it's a wonderful resource for Bible study tools. Many of the tools mentioned in this chapter can now be accessed via the internet. So you input the keywords Bible study resources or Bible studies. You may also have to import the title of the Bible study aid you're seeking for. In other words, you might type in Knave's Topical Bible and find that online and be able to search the Topical Bible right online. So that's it for this particular lesson. Go ahead and go do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.